Hello, this is Jeff Buckley with Heroes and Two Destinies Ministries with you today. We're in Genesis chapter 19 looking at the character of Lot, and we're going to get to see a little bit of Abraham again, just a mention of him. We're looking at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for all the time that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for the time that you've given us to minister on this radio. Lord, for our seems like a short year, even two, to minister on radio like you've given us. Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that you have been faithful to supply. We thank you, Father, that you have given us a voice to speak. We thank you that you've given us the word. We just pray, Father, that it might minister to the hearts of those around about us. If you continue to use this, it be thy will. Father, we thank you that you're real and you're living. When we read the Bible, we realize that it's true. Things that have really happened. Things that will really happen. Lord, we just again pray for your blessings on the message today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, looking in the life of Lot, we really see a fulfillment of the New Testament scripture when Jesus is speaking of a man being saved, yet so is by fire. And some will have wood, hay, and stubble, and some gold and precious stones and silver, non-perishables. And Lot had made his life out of wood, hay, and stubble. He had nothing that lasted through the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah except his soul, his salvation. It speaks to us of the fact that a Christian can be saved and live in this world and in the end have nothing to show for it on the day of judgment. It speaks to us of the fact that we may have a nice brick home, we may have a mansion on this earth, we may have a silver spoon in our mouths, but on the day when God reveals the secret of men's heart through the Lord Jesus Christ, and on the day that he judges this world with fire, everything that we have will be burned up, because we have not gathered the true treasures, the treasures that are in heaven. Treasures of gold and silver and precious stones. Treasures of love and of the knowledge of God and of love for our neighbor and of obedience to our Father. Lot had not done this. It makes us think so hard that we really need to put the first things first in this world, or we're going to have nothing left in the world to come. It's been said that we prepare for eternity with a short 70 years at the most, or maybe if blessed by God some more, but not more than 200 at the very most. And men and women, it brings us to the question of, have we prepared ourselves for eternity as Christians? Have you prepared yourself for eternity as an unbeliever, as a non-Christian? The first and primary question would be, do you know when you die, you'll have eternity together with God? And this is something Lot had. The second question being, if you died, do you know that you would have an eternity together to serve with treasures laid up in heaven through the life that we live down here? Lot was a good example of a man who was saved, yet so as by fire. We saw last time we were together, seems that he lost all his belongings. He lost the city that he had went to live in. He lost that thing which, you remember, Abraham asked him. He said, Lot, you decide where you want to go. You decide this way and I'll go that way. Lot said, I want those plains right there. It was the prettiest place out toward Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham said, okay. And now the very plains that Lot had chosen had been destroyed by fire and brimstone from heaven. But a little city's been saved for Lot on account of his intercession. Here we find a man that's left with nothing. And he's down in the little city of Zoar, which he had asked God, could he go there? Because he couldn't make it to the mountain. And it says, God has overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. And Lot's wife has been turned into a pillar of salt. And in Genesis chapter 19 and verse 27, we see Abraham again. And it says, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. The flames from the fire and the brimstone had been so powerful, had been so big, that the very smoke goes up as from a furnace. The judgment of God has been so terrible upon this city that it's like a furnace fire burning. It came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the flames that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. God had remembered the intercession of Abraham for Lot. And remember, we had said that there were two characters specially that spoke to us of the Lord Jesus Christ and of his intercession. It was Abraham and Moses. And God remembered Abraham and his intercession for Lot, and he saves Lot on Abraham's account. The same way God saves us today on the account of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, now that Jesus Christ lives, he ever lives to intercede for us. Those that have trusted him as their Savior, who have trusted in the blood that was shed for our sins, that now he lives to intercede. And though we live a life of sinfulness, though we commit sins, his blood is sufficient. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But it doesn't mean we won't lose everything that we have. That's where Lot stands now. Lot went up out of Zoar, and he dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. You know, Lot had said, Lord, let me live and let me go to Zoar. And he had went, and God had spared Zoar, this little town, little city, on the account of Lot's intercession for it. But now Lot, when he gets there, God has destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot comes running into the city of Zoar just before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Surely shaken up, he's lost his wife, he's lost his sons-in-laws, possibly two daughters that were married to them. He's lost his belongings. He comes into the city of Zoar, and God rains judgment down upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And now Lot's scared to stay in Zoar. Now, there's two reasons that I can think of that he would be afraid for. Number one, chief reason, God had judged Sodom and Gomorrah. And most likely than not, the people of Zoar weren't much better. And he may have been afraid that God was going to judge them too, and he didn't want to be in the middle of that, so he goes to that mountain where God had told him to go to begin with. Another reason is this. He was the sole survivor from Sodom and Gomorrah, he and his two daughters. And he came into the city just right at the same time as the destruction of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and surely the people had saw him, and the word had begun to spread, and the story was going to get out. And he would have been afraid to stay there because the people would have turned on him. Well, he decides it's not safe in the city of Zoar, and he goes up into the mountain with his two daughters. And now we're going to see the depths of the effect of Sodom and Gomorrah upon Lot and his family. They've escaped the judgment, but the life that they had down there has had its effect upon them. Let's look at verse 30 of chapter 19. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, our father is old. There is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him that we may preserve seed for our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, behold, I lay yesternight with my father, let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. Here we find a case of incest instigated by the daughters. We find a man whose own daughters get him drunk so that they can lay with him and have children by him. What kind of an effect did life in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah have on the family of Lot? His wife had turned around and looked back and became a pillar of salt. Now the only two daughters that he has left sleep with him, lie with him, so that they can get pregnant and save children, have children by him. Men and women, we cannot live in this world and not expect to pay the price for living in it. I can't go out and become a partaker of the things that this world has to offer without expecting that it will have some effect upon my children and upon my family. The man is the spiritual head of the household. Can't expect his wife not to be affected whenever he's in a backslidden state. He can't expect his children not to be affected when he allows the world to teach them and to show them the way that they want them to go. You know, as Christians, we need to make sure that we're living the way God would have us to, or we very well could lose everything that we have. One good thing about it, Lot was saved. But it says here that the firstborn had a son, and they named his name Moab. He was the father of the Moabites. The younger bare a son also and called his name Ben-Ami, the same as the father of the children of Ammon to this day. These two girls had the children, the Moabites and the Ammonites. The Moabites and the Ammonites were a problem for the children of Israel. They were going to be a problem to the children of promise that were going to come out of the loins of Abraham through his son Isaac. How true this is, and how sad it is, that which had started out good ended up so bad. May God deliver us from a life of sin as the children of the living God. This is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. Join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock with our brother Jeff once again as he looks at Bible characters in the book of Genesis. Call us this week if you have any comments or questions at 879-5695. Have a good day.